It is HBR and All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. During the pandemic, we've been catching up with a variety of musicians you may have heard. The touring scene right now paused. Many performers are hoping that it gets rolling again in the near future. Some have dates booked into the fall, but right now, most of that is really tentative at best. Regular listeners of the show may also know that before touring was curtailed by the virus, we used to have a lot of touring musicians as guests, and sometimes they'd be playing the Blue Note Hawaii. You may have heard our new HPR show, Blue Note Virtually Live. It's hosted by the manager at the Blue Note, Marco Oliveri. Interestingly, and what you may not know, is that Marco is a musician himself, recording for decades too, releasing music of his own. This is a track we're hearing right now called Drum Song, and he just released a new 6-track album, Quarantine Dreams, which includes this track and others. We'll hear more from it ahead, and we welcome Marco to hear about the record right now. Hey, Marco, thanks for doing this. Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks for having me.
You are quite welcome. And full disclosure, we would often be assisted by Marco down at the Blue Note when recording interviews there. So this is sort of a special thing to get to welcome you to the show. And with your own tunes, as I was saying, first explain to folks a little about your musical background. And I know a little more than they do, but just tell them how long you've been recording and releasing music.
I would say since around 1992, like many other musicians, had my bands in high school and college and had a lot of fun with all that. I graduated from college in 92 and moved to New York with a variety of my music friends from college, and we all took a stab at making it in the big city, and had a couple bands of my own. The New York No Stars was one, and another one that was a lot of fun was a pop punk band called Your Mother. That was one of the more significant bands with a lot of recordings on iTunes and whatnot. The way it had come about was that Puffy, the Sean P. Diddy, as he goes by many names, but they wanted to put a rock division under the rap label Bad Boy. So he had gotten in touch, and we were brought in to do pop punk covers of a lot of standard pop hits like Duran Duran, Girls on Film, or Crosstown Traffic by Hendrix. And once I would work in such a professional studio, I really got bit by the studio bug. So I was kind of a bass player, gun for hire, and every once in a while would be releasing my own music. Of course, all the while paying the bills as either a bartender, as a waiter, eventually as a maitre d', eventually as a manager, recording and releasing music and operating bars and restaurants. Eventually, the Blue Note found me, and that kind of put a little damper on my personal music career in the best way possible, and that's by working with some of the greatest musicians I had ever dreamed I'd even get to meet. So for the last 10 years working with the Blue Note Company, I've got the infinite blessing of getting to help present the music of others, and I love doing that. But when the pandemic hit, without producing any shows and presenting any shows here at the club, I kind of dusted off the instruments and took back to recording with just this incredibly unique time of our country in mind. And what came out is what came out.
Quarantine Dreams, again, he has called it. And when you go on, you can hear it on Spotify. You can also check it out on YouTube. It's under the listing Serene Fatigue on YouTube. What is that?
Serene Fatigue was kind of a joke expression. It a zen-like exhaustion, a satisfying exhaustion. It's what we used to, the state of mind we said that we were in after a performance that was particularly exhausting and satisfying. Now it's pretty much after a really good surf session. I feel that same thing. Either sports, you could apply it to a good day's work or whatever your passion is. But when you have that satisfaction and exhaustion of an honest day's work done, whether it be art or otherwise, but that's what Serene Fatigue was the serenity of positive exhaustion.
And that makes sense. And so the name of the band would be you, Marco Oliveri.
The band, it's not, this is not really such a band. It's really, Serene Fatigue kind of I started to use as a production name because I didn't really know what I'd be releasing. I wanted to have some sort of a distance from the Blue Note out of respect to the club.
Right.
Lord knows what music. Now, all of these tracks are instrumentals, so they're not controversial or anything in any way. But, you know, some other songs that I've done are in the pop punk sort of genre, may or may not overlap with Blue Note ideas and values. I wanted to make sure there was a separation there, that the two are different. So Serene Fatigue just became the studio name of any music projects that I was releasing of my own.
Okay.
But yeah, you could pretty much call it Marco's band too.
That's nice, interchangeable. And it has a really nice mix on this too. And I've been over the years heard some of the other music that Marco has recorded throughout his life. He has a tasty hardcore cover of I Can See Clearly Now, the Johnny Nash song that Jimmy Cliff had a huge hit off of. And when I listen to this, really nice mix, especially the guitars, it sounds tasty. Give a little plug for who the other musicians are that joined you on it.
You know, there are no other musicians on
you
this one.
You played it all?
Yeah, I used the Groove Agent is an excellent drum program that where you really can play a virtual kit. The guitars I did record, as well as cello and bass. Bass is my main instrument. I do play cello and guitars as well. It all just became, you're in the studio as a bass player and a rhythm guitar player doesn't show up and someone puts a guitar in your hand. So little by little, I became, you know, maybe doing percussion on a track, even though I wouldn't consider myself a percussionist. You know, anything can happen in the studio. So little by little, I became very self-reliant. So, and also little by little, home recording equipment became very competitive with professional studios. So I can run full Pro Tools at home. And as long as, my wife isn't making too much noise in the next room, then I can get top quality recordings, mix and master. There are some online mastering services now. One in particular is called Lander, L-A-N-D-R, and it's wonderful for independent musicians who can't afford the professional mastering. Can be anywhere from 200 a song, plus, depending. So you get one shot, and if it's to your liking, you're happy, and if not, you have to pay all over again. And there are some incredible online services now, this being one of them. So it's me and my compositions, with the exception of there's one cover, the very first song, Drum Song, which you mentioned, which we're going to play for you, was written by Jackie Me Too, and it's a classic rock steady from back in the 60s, I want to say, that I've always loved. And one of our performers here at the Blue Note, Monty Alexander, used to open his set with it, and it always made such an impression on me. But it was done so traditionally, and I thought it could use a little rock reggae update. So I hope you like that.
Yeah, that was tasty. And and that's why we opened up your feature with it. Another track on there, you mentioned the Blue Note. There's another song on the album which is very special for you. It's called Reverence, which I understand has taken on some new meaning.
Yeah, there's something Keith Richards once said I always really related to, that he says he didn't write Satisfaction, that Satisfaction was floating in the air and that he was the antenna who caught it, and that a lot of I've heard a lot of creative people speak of similar thoughts, that ideas just kind of, that they're the channel that something comes through. And the song Reverence, again instrumental, but it's has sort of somber, but it has a very hopeful tone. And as I was, you could say recording it or discovering the tune, however, whatever vocabulary you want to use, as I was hearing it for the first time, it just seems like such a song of the moment. It was COVID-19 and watching daily death tolls, the loss of our beloved performer, Willie Kay, who I have such reverence for. That was actually the motivation on how I named it. I was trying to think of the word to call this feeling of sadness, but of a hopeful sadness. And with all that's happening with the Black Lives Matter movement now, I just feel that reverence clicked, that title. It sums up what I'm feeling now for so many, that there's a lot of sad times going on, but that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I hope.
That's a great way of putting it. And the artwork, and very inclusive too. When I was looking at the artwork and then thinking back to the fact that you mentioned, you know, the sometimes some ways that you find a little bit of relief or that get that serene fatigue is after a day out surfing. And when you look at the front cover of the project, The Quarantine Dreams, again, Marco Oliveri from the Blue Note and his new record that he's got. Artwork's very cool. Where'd you come up with it? And describe to folks what I'm talking about.
The artwork, I was, you know, one of the things that we're doing here under quarantine was we were allowed to go and take a walk. And there was that moment where we were allowed to swim in the ocean and walk on the sidewalk, but you couldn't be on the sand. You know, there was that kind of in-between moment. And walking through the park here in Waikiki on the water, the waves break on the wall and just shoot that beautiful geyser of pure Hawaiian ocean water straight up in the air. And the sun was setting in the background, and the ocean just shooting through the air in front of it was just so beautiful, and the light from the sunset was shooting through the foam, and so I set up a little tripod and shot about 10 minutes of film.
Wow.
And now the video is actually on YouTube, so you could check out Serene Fatigue Reverence. And I just slowed down the speed of these waves breaking on the wall, sending this beautiful spray in front of the sunset, and the visual captured the mood of the song as well, that the slow motion has this dreamy quality and quarantine dreams. You know, the sunset is certainly optimistic, but you don't when you're looking at it through the water, it's kind of hard to interpret what you're seeing. So that's what I really enjoyed about it, was this beautiful view, but a bit vague. And
right.
again with, you know, reverence, you know, there's sadness but optimism, and I feel like that picture caught that, where it's pretty, but you don't quite know what you're looking at, but the more you look at it, the better it gets.
Yeah, it's abstract.
Hopefully. A bit abstract, yeah.
I dig that. And great story behind it, too. Much more of a story than I expected. My favorite one of these tracks, Marco, and boy, I hope I'm pronouncing this properly, Flores para los Muertos.
You like that one.
Good. Any background you can share?
Yeah, it's another one of these little gifts that just came flying out. Flores para los Muertos, flowers for the dead, in Spanish. It was just a phrase that has always been in my mind, and there was that song begins with a simple guitar exercise that I used to play trying to learn guitar as a bass player, and it had a very haunting quality, and one of my bandmates was called it Flores para los Muertos because it sounded, in his mind, somewhat of a funeral, sad, but again, it has a bit of an optimism at the end. Maybe not quite as much as the Reverend song, but it's sort of hypnotic, and it somehow carries a lot of emotion in it. The guitars at the end kind of gets a little grindy. It reminds me of like a Temple of the Dog or one of these Seattle dirges where you truly get a wailing quality, and that's where. So I thought the name just stuck. You know, a friend used to call it Flores para los Muertos, and then once the track was getting closer to finished, it just sounded like instruments weeping, and I just thought that's perfectly named 20 years ago. Let's finally set it in stone.
Are there any plans to, when you think about the presentation of something like this to a wider group of folks, and again, Marco's been releasing music for some time now, when it comes to the presenting it to people, and you have a real unique perspective too because of your association with the Blue Note, will you go for a live show at some point or live shows eventually? Do you have any thought about a way to bring this music to an audience in person?
It's interesting. My first thought is not so much, because I did record it all alone and I didn't really collaborate with too many other people to call up and say, hey, let's do this live. I think at the moment I'm really enjoying trying to put visuals to the music. Since it is instrumental, I feel that it's pretty cinematic, and it's very lends itself to dramatic visuals or ambiguous visuals, anything where you get to participate in trying to decide the meaning. That's one of the things I love about instrumental music, is that you don't have words dictating what you think of when you
right.
listen to it.
Right.
You know, just like that picture is a little vague, I think, you know, the all these songs get are titles, and the title might point you in a direction, but then you listen and take what you will. And I think it would be pretty hard for me to pull this off live. So not to say no, but probably to say not yet.
Right.
But in the meantime, I'm really enjoying putting visuals to it, and eventually maybe that would become a live thing. You know, there's so many wonderful ways that you can distribute on a large scale digitally now. I really regret in saying it, because I love live shows and I love live performances, performing myself or attending or presenting as an employee of the Blue Note. But in the current mode right now with COVID, I don't see how that's really possible. But down the road, you know, once we're doing live shows again, if these songs had enough interest from an audience, then, you know, you got to give the audience what they want. So I'll adapt.
And that's a great point, though, that there's a lot of stuff is moving online, just of the necessity for health, and also for a large part of people, just as a precautionary basis, they're a little hesitant to find themselves immersed in people. So there may be, not only is there a lot more stuff going online, but people are even more receptive to hearing and watching things online. So it's a good point about ways to expand the music visually as you're doing, creating the videos. And before we go out with another one of these songs that I was going to play for folks, give this new show, because some folks may be hearing your voice now and saying, I know that dude from Blue Note Virtually Live.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm so excited to be doing this, because, you know, music is such a part of any community, and one of the additional layers of tragedy in this current tragedy that we're dealing with is that we can't commune and get through it together. You know, 9/11, different other things that happened to us as a public, we were able to seek solace with each other, and this one is dividing us further. So to get to do these virtual performances here at the club are so valuable, because it gives the performers, so, you know, another way to reach their audience. It gives the audience the solace that they need from their community. It lets the community know that Blue Note is still alive and kicking. We're going to lose so many businesses due to this virus of all different industries. But Blue Note has made, I know that the corporation has made the commitment that we keep this venue going here in Hawaii. It's been such a wonderful addition to the company. And my experience here on a day-to-day basis with the club is that it's been a significant positive influence in the community. I mean, and we love presenting Hawaiian artists and local artists, and the wonderful thing is right now that's who we have access to. So it would be a real lost opportunity to take this moment where and really revel in what we have here in Hawaii. I remember seeing the governor on TV talking about how now Hawaii has to really think about how to diversify its economy and not rely so much on the mainland. And I think that this is, you know, another something that the way in which Hawaii does not have to rely on anyone at all. It is so rich culturally. There's enough here that we could study it for decades and scratch the surface. So if we're taking this time to present Hawaiians to Hawaiians, I think that is incredible. That's wonderful.
Well, on that note of kind of doing everything there self-contained, the title track on this thing, another one of these tasty songs on your record, Quarantine Dreams, that's the one I'm going to present as we say goodbye. What, any thoughts on that you'd like to share to folks?
Yeah, I really love that track. And that's, you know, again, I'm a bass player first, or was first, now I guess producer and on these other things too. But, you know, when you're a one-man band, you know, we just did our show with Tavana, and I love it because he's an incredible guitar player / foot drummer, so, you know, another one-man show. But Quarantine Dreams, that song really, I get to showcase a little more of the slap bass, which has always been one of my favorites. and the tune is just kind of creepy, and it just reminds me of a dream. It's funky creepy, which is just kind of cool. I like that. Whereas the other one, so much of this album has this kind of reflective tone, and this one doesn't really to me. This one just sounds like one of those dreams that you wake up and go, oh, that was weird, you know?
I like that term, funky creepy. You might have to use that for something. That could be that could be a song, a band, a record.
A new genre of funk, creep funk.
It's Marco Oliveri. He's the fantastic manager over at the Blue Note Hawaii. He's host of our Blue Note Virtually Live new show that that we have here on HPR. He's been talking about his new record, Quarantine Dreams. It's out now. You can look for it on YouTube. You can look for it on Spotify. And best of all, when you find it, you can listen to it.
Yeah.
And wishing you a whole lot of luck with that and all of your musical endeavors. And most importantly, it's just great to talk to you again, man, and thank you for being part of ATC. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Dave. We love having you at the club and all you do for us with all of our musicians here, and this is just really special and unique for me to be on the other side getting interviewed as an artist. You know, usually I'm helping you to the green room to get 15 minutes with Chick Corea, so this is a real trip.
And I really appreciate it, and all the music that you've shared with me over the years there, talking story about your life of recording and insights you get from all the artists that you're privileged to work with at the venue. And
that's been a blessing.
Yes, it has. So much good luck going forward, and we'll play this song now for folks here on All Things Considered, Quarantine Dreams, title track from Marco's new record. Stay safe, my brother.
Thank you. You too, Dave. When this is all over, you and I, a pitcher of beer and a big pizza, man, we could go at it for a while. I'd love to, tape recorder or no tape recorder, I'd just love to pick your brain. We always have good conversations.